It's Friday. It's 4:30, and it's the ride home on Coast Country 103.9 and 106.3, and you can set your clock to it. Captain Dave Fletcher from Nanticoke Outfitters joins us every week at this time to give you a heads up of what you can expect if you're looking to get outside and enjoy the outdoors this weekend. It is sponsored by Nanticoke Outfitters, where you can book your next hunting or fishing excursion at nanticokeoutfitters.com, and be sure to follow on all the social media channels for some great insight and information if you love to get outdoors and enjoy some hunting and fishing. So, Captain Dave, I know we've been kind of teasing the last few weeks about the fact that fishing season is going to be right around the corner, and voila, we've got fishing information in the news, right?
Yes, we do. We do. And it's, I got to tell you, I even snuck out a little bit this morning as I was doing some scouting. I brought a rod along with me as well and picked up a couple white perch out on the river. So the white perch fishing is definitely starting to pick up, and that's been looking good. Yellow perch has been good for the last probably 10 days or so, and I've seen some buddies pull in some fat yellow perch. But I'll tell you, one of the things I want to mention are the blue catfish. We should be out there catching as many of them as we possibly can to help ourselves. There's a lot of them out there. There's some big ones out there. They are tasty. And I definitely think that's a fish that we should all start targeting this summer.
Is there a particular spot where you're more likely to find those blue catfish?
Yeah, you know, you can find those blue cats really in all of our tributaries. They like the deeper water. The bigger ones do. You'll find them in anywhere from 25 feet and more. The larger ones, you'll catch some of the 12 to 15 inchers in 8 foot, 10 foot of water. But really, I tell you, Gary, they're all over the place. They're really in all of our tributaries, and they're a great fish for us to catch and get as many of them out as we can.
Excellent. So get to that this weekend. And speaking of, you were mentioning sizes of fish. I heard earlier this week that there might be new regulations going into effect if you are fishing for rockfish. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right, Gary. It was it hit hard, especially for us as charter captains. You know, we were originally at 2 rockfish per person within the slot range of 19 to 31. Now they're looking at changing that to only 1 fish per person in the 19 to 24 inch range, which basically means they want to identify 25 inch as breeders. So anything above 25 inch would be considered a breeder, and we will not be able to keep those fish any longer.
Is that like a temporary fix? Is there a feeling that the rockfish population needs to be recuperated? Or?
Yeah, I tell you, Gary, they always tell us, and if you remember, it's almost like deja vu. We had this conversation last spring where they made some changes to our slots, and it was supposed to be temporary. And it was, but then they started to move it again, and now they have moved it again for the second time in less than a year. So it could be temporary, or it could be something that's going to come from the federal authority, which is ASMFC. They might require it and make it a little bit longer term, which is certainly not a good thing for us, especially those of us that make our living catching rockfish.
Gotcha. Well, we'll certainly keep an eye on that. To some more positive news when it comes to fishing, especially because there is some rain coming in tomorrow. You may be looking out, looking to get out and just enjoy the day. There's a big fisherman's flea market that's happening on the other side of the bay, right?
Yeah, that's right, Gary. It's one of the bigger ones that's on the western shore. It's the Essex Middle River Fishing Flea Market. I go to it every year. It is a good time, good crowd, lots of good deals. It's Saturday and Sunday from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Rosedale Volunteer Fire Company in Rosedale, Maryland.
Excellent. So let's not forget, I know we've talked a lot of fishing during the Outdoors Outlook so far, but we still have a very popular hunting season that is getting ready to kick off, right? Turkey season right around the corner, my friend?
We do. We do. And it's funny you mention that. I was just driving my wife crazy this morning with my turkey calls. So we do. Maryland, April 18th. We have our opener, and that runs through until May 23rd. Delaware, April 13th, and that runs through until May 11th. So that turkey season is right around the corner, and it's the weekend prior to the opener, that is the youth weekend.
So make sure you get all that info jotted down, put it in your calendar. We talked about some tips to get ready for turkey season in last week's Outdoors Outlook. You can look that up at DanacokeOutfitters.com. Always appreciate that. But, Captain Dave, before I let you go, I'd be remiss if I didn't bring this up. It's International Women's Day today. We've been celebrating, highlighting some great female artists and letting our listeners talk about women that inspire them. But I know that, you know, when we get together with a thought, if you visualize hunting and fishing, you kind of immediately picture guys out in a stand, firing up the boat, etc. But I think people probably would be surprised at the amount of women that participate in the outdoors life as well, don't you think?
You are absolutely correct, Gary. There are a number of women that hunt with us, that fish with us. And I'll tell you, to the point that I actually just remodeled part of our lodge to have it set up with individual bedrooms because I have so many husband and wives that come hunt with us and dads and daughters that come hunt with us. So there are a number of women, way more than there used to be, that are getting outdoors, enjoying the outdoor environment, enjoying the outdoor activities. And I'll tell you, I love seeing it, and I think that's really important as we as a family can enjoy the outdoors together. And Gary, as always, that ties right into something I love to share every week. That's please remember to take a child hunting or fishing so we can keep them outdoors, living the good life that we are blessed with here on the Delmarva Peninsula.